This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Showered with love here on the DJV program. Hello. Seven after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan here with the good news of the day. If you are bold enough to take the right action, a good idea today, every day, and maybe you're a hard worker, that's a good thing. Sometimes that works. Sometimes you get a break. Some people call it luck. Some people call it karma. I think it should be called cause and effect, however. Return on investment, either way. Hopefully you have a good day, lucky day, week, month, year. We're all about talking about the things that matter, the events of the day, the issues of the day, people that folks are talking about. Here's my daily rant on China. Everybody ready?
Sure.
The folks at Tesla have opened a showroom in China. That is where the Uyghur Muslims are. Why in the name of heavens this guy would be dumb enough to open a new dealership? Do you suppose he's made a deal with the devil, with the Chinese government? Do you think that's
Oh, yeah. He has, because they've... Oh, yeah. He's had... I mean, it's been... And he, meaning Elon Musk. I mean, Tesla's... Yeah. You know, it's more than just him. But still, it does seem very weird and, like... The whole world is talking about this region of China where the Uyghur Muslim population have been in basically in a genocide. And so Tesla decides to choose that exact city for a showroom. It's like when Intel apologized to China and their, you know, last week. It didn't go over well with a lot of Americans.
It shouldn't. As a matter of fact, it shouldn't. So how do you make sure you're the first person that I would go to and ask questions about general technology? What else is available besides the ding ding ding, whatever that thing is that goes with
the what?
Could you?
I think
I didn't
Jen,
the what?
Okay, I was horrified at first, but I think I realize what he's doing. He's doing the little Intel Inside jingle.
Right. Ding ding ding. Right. Whatever that is.
Well, at first I wasn't really. Yeah, it could have gone. Yeah, exactly. It could have gone in other directions, but yes.
Ding ding ding. Okay, so what? Do we have the chips that you put in things if it's not Intel anymore? Because people are now going to start saying, wait a minute, like all the Dell, I have Dell equipment here. I know it all has Intel inside.
Yeah.
And well, HP the same way, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, right now, if you want to not have a computer that has Intel inside, then you need the Mac, a new Mac that
only
has the
Macs.
M1 chip. Yeah. They make their own M1 chip. Now there are also budget computers that don't use Intel, but then again,
it's like AMD or something, isn't it? Right?
Yeah. I mean, the cheaper you go down, sort of down the scale, you're not going to get Intel because that's a major brand. So you're going to get something else that's cheaper and more of a knockoff. But again, it's all still made in China. So if you're trying to avoid that, then it's not perfect, but Macs have moved away. You know, they're making substantial strides in moving away from Chinese stuff.
All right. So, but here, let's turn that around a little bit, because I want people to know we've talked so much here with good reason about the Chinese government using the companies in China to put things into phones and other devices, your television set, so they can spy on you. And there have been other companies that have been in that area. Apple had used forced labor. Now Best Buy and Home Depot say, we're not selling any more of your crap if it comes from there, which is that's pretty good line in the sand, isn't it?
Well, after Biden signed the bill, it's illegal now for American companies to import from that region.
So, They're not doing, and this is not a big deal then for them. They have
and
to
more
do.
Than that, though, I mean, it's there's so many issues coming up with China. There's a big story in the Wall Street Journal about how Walmart's finally putting the pressure on trying to make sure that they're just not getting an onslaught of Chinese goods, especially from this area of the world where this genocide, or the area of the country where the genocide is being committed. There's been a ton of pressure, and the Wall Street Journal talks about it, about on Intel and on H&M and on Adidas. Very specifically name checked in this article about what they need to do better and start to fight back. And it looks like Walmart's actually starting to develop a bit of a backbone because they know that they have a lot of power when it comes to the stuff that they're taking in from China and selling in their stores. So they're starting to kind of wake up and wage the war, and that's because of consumer slapback.
Right.
But another story that's out today, and if we're really serious about taking on China, again, it's one of these things that's going to be very difficult, but it's getting off of Facebook, it's getting off of Instagram, it's getting off of TikTok, and it's getting off of Twitter, because there's another big story out about how China is using social media platforms like those to collect a ton of information about America and about Americans, and they're using that, they're using all of that technology that they're mining, not only from social media platforms,
so what are they going to do with that
ability
information?
To spy on your computer.
Let me play the devil. I'm all for not getting anything. You know me. I don't want anything in my life that's made in China. But let me play the devil's advocate for a second and ask, why would they want this info? How much info can they collect, and what are they going to do with it? What advantage do they have on us? Should we turn the tables and try to find out more about how the Chinese people live? What's the end game here?
Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? I mean, because we get so shut out of what's actually going on in that country, and we only hear the stuff that's been redwashed, might be appropriate, not even whitewashed.
Uh-huh.
But the story that was out, and I think it's maybe from like 3 days ago, about the massive amounts of data that China has targeted, they get it on not only our consumer behaviors, but they use the surveillance network that they have, and they mine Facebook and Twitter particularly to give their government agencies, their military, their police information about foreign targets. So they look at us as ways to get access to foreign targets. They weaponize average people trying to figure that out. They also can look at it for consumer behavior, how we respond to things. And so there's a lot of surveillance that happens that we may think, oh, well, it's no big deal, it's just our Twitter or our Instagram account. But in conjunction with everybody else's, the Chinese are obviously using it because it's a value to them.
Make no mistake about it. As much as this troubles me to say, we are at war with China. It's not a hot war, but it is a war. And under the circumstances,
and you know what, I would say
well
we're
paid.
Actually at hot war with China, because they've been doing all of these military exercises. They're weaponizing the South China Sea. They're trying to be the military superpower by 2047. And here we are just scratching our head going, well, 2047 sounds pretty far off. No, we're talking about 20 years. They want to become the sole ruler of the globe. And the time is now. If we're going to push back at all, we better do it, because we're running out of time. They've got their plans in place. They are not playing a short game. They're playing a long game. And
then what do they get for it at the end of the day?
American malaise and malaise from around the world is just feeding into it.
Well, that's why nobody's done anything, because they're, for whatever the reason about their coming up with the virus, they created it in the lab. They let it go. They intended, with the spikes they put on it, to do exactly what it's done. And we're sitting here like a bunch of dummies, crazy. The situation in Los Angeles, Jennifer, with you not being around last week, I don't think we got the full story. We talked about that 14-year-old girl who was shot by the police at the clothing store just for Christmas. And I wondered what I saw that the family was speaking out, saying, I think one of the mothers said, to see a son or daughter die in your arms is one of the pains, the greatest pains and most profound pain that any human being can imagine. So they've got Ben Crump, who represented Trayvon Martin's family and George Floyd's family.
Jacob Blake. Yeah, he finds himself in all the hot stories.
So can the police have really no defense on this, right? There's nothing that they can do.
Well, it was a stray bullet. It wasn't intentionally shot.
They wasn't intentional. That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they walked into a store and just said, oh, there's a 14-year-old, we're going to shoot him. No, they were firing at a suspect who was attacking a woman. So, yes, this is a huge tragedy. Yes,
it's like heartbreaking for this woman. But at the same time, you have to realize what's happening in Los Angeles. There is crime everywhere. The police are being tasked to do, to perform a job that they don't have the backup and the resources to perform anymore. The LAPD has been defunded over $250 million over the last 2 years. They have a shortage of officers. There's been a mass exodus of people out of the LAPD, LA Fire, LA Sheriffs. They're all getting pressure because of vaccine mandates. So you're looking at a stretched department who is then being tasked with murder rates that are up 42%, with burglary and theft that are just up tremendously. And this is unfortunately the awful stuff that happens. You know, it's like when you're living in a war zone, you've got police that have got to go in and like try to figure out the situation. It's awful.
I had the conversation I had yesterday. There are so many people that are in public service that are out because of Omicron, or more. It's not, well, Omicron will put you out, you know, for 5 or 6 days, but the people who are still getting Delta, but it's being used. I'm not sure whether I think this is us or the system being abused. I was at the bank yesterday. They've closed all the lobbies. I have I do business with a little bank, has three offices. They've closed the lobbies at every, so I had to go into the bank yesterday to do some business, and I said, what is going on? She said, well, people are getting COVID and they want to stay home. And then there are people that are just quitting because they get $22 an hour going to work across the street, and we just can't find people to come in here and work for, so we've upped our pay to $22 an hour for a teller, and they still can't find people. And I scratched my head. Where do they all go after the, and I know we've talked about retirements and people who were on, you know, but 8.5 million people just disappeared off the workforce because of Omicron. And is that part of the thing that we hold the Chinese government responsible for? You know, I hold them responsible for the whole thing when it comes to the virus. And anybody who doesn't see that is pretty blind, frankly. But look at what the bubble effect that it's had on the banks. You can't do business with the bank. You can't find people who work in restaurants. You look around. And our system, although the economy is strong, our system is breaking down the longer this lasts. And the Chinese government is just sitting there laughing at us as to how stupid the whole thing is. But they're getting their way, and we are not having our way. I don't see it. I see it as a treacherous, treacherous path. 18 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. This is Doug Steffen. That's Jennifer Horn. She's Victoria Keelan. We are here ready at your service, on your side. Andy Cohen kind of stuck his foot in his mouth New Year's Eve, and he's got a lot of fallout from it, and it deservedly so. There was no reason for him to say what he did about Ryan Seacrest. So how's he backing up? How is he...
He didn't say anything about Ryan specifically, and I saw the comment. He was drinking, and he wasn't the only one to make the comment that he goes, yeah, Ryan Seacrest. He said basically, if you're looking at the ABC broadcast, you're just seeing a bunch of losers. And what he was talking about was the band Journey. And so he was, Andy Cohen is a big Journey fan, and he said if Steve Perry, the original singer of Journey, isn't with the band, then it isn't Journey. And so Journey keeps kind of cranking out these, like, newer, younger guys who sound exactly like Steve Perry did back in the day. So yeah. It's kind of like karaoke Journey at this point. And that's kind of what he was really ragging on. He had nothing to do with Ryan Seacrest. I mean, I think all the performances and stuff, like, all the shows were pretty lame. But
we did a home party this year, and so I, for the first time in a while, had an opportunity to watch what some of these networks did. I think CNN is just such a flippin' disgrace.
They all
these,
were lousy.
These guys
actually
are up there just drunken idiots. I mean, yeah. Don Lemon's drunk, Andy Cohen's drunk, and look,
that's what people like, though. That's what brings in the ratings.
I'm curious to know what the ratings really are, because I think the first year when it happened, there was some intrigue because it was like, okay, you don't see this very often. It was like a train wreck. But now that it becomes their theme every year to get these guys drunk on television, which is obviously what the CNN show is about, because that's what they all do, I don't know. I just it feels very contrived. And I think that, like, when it happened naturally, it was kind of funny. And everybody was like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen again? But now it's, like, every year. And I don't know. I was very underwhelmed by everything I saw, but especially them.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jennifer. I watched a little of the stuff earlier in the evening. I didn't stay up till midnight, but the shows all started like at 8 o'clock. And how much can you do? You know, how many people can you bring in to entertain?
And everyone has COVID, and everyone backed out.
Right.
Although the people in Times Square didn't seem bothered by it, I was really surprised that there were, like, no masks in Times Square, at least on some of it, with the footage that I saw. I didn't see a lot of people masked up at all.
No, you had to show a vax card, and they cut the number down to 15,000 people. So.
What's the mayor got sworn in that night during all of this? So what's going on with him? I was talking about the new mayor in my community and what he's done already. I think, was that on the air or off the air? I guess it was off the air. Or was it?
Tests
were
on the air. They showed him. But,
the new mayor of New York, what's he done so far? Been in office for 3 or 4 days. Anything that has been spectacular?
Occupying
time and space.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if anyone would say anything spectacular after one day in office, but,
mayor here has done something spectacular.
Bill de Blasio. That's spectacular.
He's got that. That's what Andy Cohen's real rant was. It was against Bill de Blasio at the end, so, But, you know, Eric Adams, we'll see. We'll see what he does.
To go back to those guys, they take themselves too seriously. I happen to be a fan of Andy Cohen's. I'm not necessarily a fan of Anderson Cooper, but...
I love Andy Cohen.
It's funny.
I just think it's too much.
Yeah, exactly. Check out the DJV download every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast, 28 after the hour.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On the COVID-19 front, the United States will buy 20 million doses of Pfizer's COVID pill. That's doubling the previous order. The CDC shortens Pfizer booster wait time from 5 months after the initial vaccine. Tennis star Novak Djokovic was granted a COVID vaccine medical exemption on Tuesday and will play in the Australian Open. And the new CDC guidelines changing isolation from 10 days to 5 days does not include getting a test after the isolation. Dr. John Brownstein from Boston's Children's Children's Hospital on ABC News.
This is all about the fact that there's just not enough tests. The reality is if every American had access to, say, 5 tests at home, we really wouldn't be having this conversation.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced Tuesday he initiated another probe into possible illegal ballot harvesting in the 2020 election. True the Vote submitted a complaint and digital data evidence to Raffensperger's office on November 30th. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the mostly partisan January 6th Commission continues its investigation, it should be noted the only gunfire that day came from a Capitol Police officer that shot and killed an unarmed U.S. veteran. Lawmakers in D.C. have determined the Capitol Police officer will not face any charges. The family of slain Ashley Babbitt called the shooting a murder and complained the officer's actions cannot be justified. So as we head into January 6th on Thursday, one lawmaker is calling out the commission as propaganda. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, speaks out on Newsmax.
They have nothing else to do. They have failed on every single policy that the Democrats have brought forward. Inflation is out of control. The border is wide open and nothing is being done about it. The Democrats don't even care. Crime is skyrocketing. And our country is falling apart. But what is terrifying Americans even more is this type of authoritarian control that Joe Biden and all of the Democrats are welding all over the country. So they're very concerned about what they're seeing from January 6th. With Nancy Pelosi and her awful January 6th committee, it's nothing but Russian collusion 2.0. And they're going to continue to run it into the ground day in and day out, trying to hurt Republicans going into the midterm election.
President Trump has canceled a press conference scheduled for 6 January at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Trump blamed the total bias and dishonesty of the fake news media as one of the reasons. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, here we are again. It's the DJV program on the air. The official announcer is Doug Steffen. It's the DJV show. Come on down. So you can listen to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and me talk about what's going on. The focus on the passing of Betty White. I suppose I wasn't smart enough to predict this, but... Well,
that's why I was so sad.
Why would you?
No, I'm not talking about that. I didn't finish my sentence. What I was referring to is people blaming it on the booster shot that she got a couple of days before that.
She didn't get it. That's the thing. She never got a booster shot.
It was a fake. It was fake. I saw someone put it up. Like, it just came across, like, somebody that I like, probably know indirectly. Came up in my Facebook feed. I was like, that doesn't seem right. And so I type it in. I'm like, Betty White COVID and
Nothing.
I mean, look, there are plenty of reasons, and I have thought of many, of why the vaccine or the booster might be something you want to think twice about and want to talk to your doctor about. But to put it up as a, like a dying woman said, oh, I just got boosted and then 2 days later dies. How sick are you? I mean, give me a break.
There are a lot of sick people who hide behind themselves, the thin veil of Twitter and Instagram. What a bunch of phony.
And Betty's agent, who has been, you know, her rep for a really long time, he said that, you know what, he was like, she never got the booster, and don't politicize her death.
And she was
that's
never
so
very
not
political.
How she was. Exactly.
I mean, I think she maybe one time came out and said that she voted for Obama or she was excited to vote for Obama, but it wasn't like she was a hugely political person.
I didn't even know that, honestly. I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. I knew nothing about her politics. Just her.
No, I don't know what her politics
and,
were.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Why do you have to care? What difference does it make what your politics are? Keep your politics to yourself.
That's all anybody
it's
wants to know.
It's nobody else's
now.
Business anyway. I know.
But that's all anybody.
They
like want to
know if they
question.
Should be sad or happy about a death.
Yeah.
Isn't that
right.
disgusting?
Sick.
Like,
yeah, it is.
Or they want a mine or they want a yours. I mean, it's just dumb. Yeah.
All right,
that
was your turn.
Well, do you
want to
tell, don't bury the lead. The sweetest part of this and the reason that this is a trending story today is Vicki Lawrence and Carol Burnett, of course, lifelong friends of Betty White's. And so Vicki Lawrence did an interview with Page Six, and she was talking about her love of Betty and how sad she is she was gone. And she shared that Carol Burnett had called her and said that Betty's last word as she was literally passing away was Alan, and that was her husband Alan's name. And
I hope
everyone
that's
said
he was there welcoming her. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Right? I mean, that's just amazing. So
yeah.
Very, very
guy.
Sad, but what a life.
Yep. Ah, fabulous life. Meanwhile, back with the Omicron, apparently Congress has been warned this week of the spread of Omicron all over Capitol Hill. I wonder if that has something to do with the snow and people not being able to get out.
Before D.C. got hit with the snow, D.C. was the number one hot spot now in the country for new cases. And so that involves...
You guys travel so much, personal anecdote, the people that I know that have had it have been traveling with it, and so or have been not traveling with it, but traveled and
got
then
it.
Got it.
Been
so
exposed to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these cloth masks are not very helpful against Omicron.
They
so
do
if
nothing.
You're
that's
next
a
to someone
diaper.
On a plane. It's like, yeah, it's just it's not
I bring
helpful.
The 95 with
get
me.
It, no matter how hard you try.
It's pretty easy. The 95 fits well over your nose, under your chin, and you can breathe normally with it. I find that it's the best. I have three or four different kinds that I use here and there. And people say to me, well, you're traveling so much, planes are all full, aren't you worried? Nah, I'm not really at all. I haven't been worried much about this thing. What I'm concerned about is where it came from, the motivation for being launched, and what we're doing to incentivize American businesses to come back here and get the hell out of China. That's what really I'm focused on. I'm caring about my family and being, careful with them, my relationships with them, physical close-in relationships. But other than that, when I was at the hotel I stayed at last week, it was one of the most, I have never stayed at the Biltmore, Jennifer, so I stayed there because it is such, there's probably more in print about the Biltmore than there is any other hotel in Los Angeles, and maybe that group of hotels. And now, as I was leaving, somebody said that those hotels have been bought out by the Chinese. I don't know whether they have or they haven't, but damn, everywhere. Aye, aye, aye. All right, here's a nurse from England who has recovered from COVID. She was in a coma. And the way she got out of it was to take Viagra. Now, I touched on this yesterday, and you kind of poo-pooed me, Victoria.
No, I saw the headline. No, we didn't poo-poo you. Jay and I were trying to figure out what you were trying to tell us because we didn't understand the story. So
this woman,
she got
a large dose of Viagra.
Yes.
This lady, whose name is Monica Almeida, 37 years old, fully vaccinated nurse, an asthma sufferer, worked as a respiratory specialist in the National Health Service for quite a long time. She tested positive in October. 4 days later, this lady who has two children lost her sense of taste and smell, began coughing up blood, experienced a drop in oxygen levels. She was really sick. So she went to the resuscitation room, received oxygen before being admitted to the ICU. A week later, she was placed in a medically induced coma for going under. She signed a document saying that she was willing to take part in a study to try some experimental drugs. So she was given Viagra after being placed in the coma. Now, who was it that came up? Who's the first doctor who said, okay, let's try giving patients with this Viagra? And then did they give them Cialis and Levitra too?
No. Viagra is
just your Friday night.
Yeah, right. Viagra is a lot of older men who had dealt with COVID who take Viagra regularly. There were early studies that were showing that they were getting over COVID better than, you know, other guys in their peer group. Well, it makes sense. Viagra was a blood pressure medicine before it realized, you know,
yeah,
everybody's
circulation.
Four-hour, you know, eggplant. And so it's not surprising to me at all. It's sildenafil. My chihuahua was on sildenafil because he had a heart blood pressure issue. So,
really?
It doesn't have the same effect on women or dogs, I can tell you.
Thank God, that's disgusting.
I think Jack Stockwell, I'm going to ask Jack Stockwell about that.
But this really isn't surprising. I mean, it is a cheap drug. It's everywhere now. Viagra should be used more. If they're doing, you know, it doesn't,
somebody,
I don't know, it just makes total sense to me.
Coffee was good for Viagra. Coffee was good for Omicron as well. People that drink coffee don't get as sick as people who don't drink coffee. Anybody ever heard that one?
See, that's the opposite of what,
that's
weird, but that's the opposite. Because, see, Viagra, sildenafil is the real name, that expands your blood vessels and it helps you get air through. So coffee restricts them, so I'm not really sure how that would work.
But I don't either.
But
coming
good
up in
news
a moment.
For coffee drinkers.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yep.
Sing along.
Coming up, people and phrases. There is a list of the top 10 misused and overused phrases that we're going to go over. This will be the classroom of the air as we continue after these words.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler
could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
All right. Lake Superior State University. We all know where that is. It's near Lake Superior. Now, how many people know what the names are of the five Great Lakes? What happens if we go around the room?
Hmm? I go for Erie, Lake Erie. Michigan?
That's one.
Lake
Michigan's two.
Michigan, Lake Erie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. That's all I know.
Lake Isabella.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Anyway, the top
what are
ten
the others?
Yeah, come on, Smarty Pants.
Tell us. Come on. You always do this.
Well, I think you,
what are the other
starting,
three?
Starting out with Lake Superior, right?
Okay, good. Well,
you got
right.
That one. And
got
then,
Erie.
Huh?
We
Lake
got
Erie.
Michigan. We got Erie.
Yeah, right.
Oh, is Champlain, is that one? Is that a real thing?
Lake no,
Champlain?
That's
part I'd like to drink it.
Isn't that the...
I feel like that's a thing. That's so bad at
Champlain
geography.
Is a... I don't know if it's a lake, but I know it's a place. Okay,
all right, Lake Huron. Okay, here we go. Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Erie, Lake Ontario.
Ah,
got it.
Wow. The Ontario
so
I totally
is
made
the
one
smallest
up.
One, which is the one that the Cleveland they used to when George Bush was running the father for president. He won in part because somebody threw a match. There was some environmental discussion. And he was running against Dukakis, and somehow Dukakis tripped, like he made it. He was foolish, and the whole thing, him running, was foolish. But anyway, there was something that came up, and the people in Ohio were blaming George Bush for the fact they could throw a match into Lake Erie and it would burn. That was, what, in the 80s? It was there. There was a lot of stuff in that lake, a lot of stuff in a lot of the lakes. At any rate, those are, this was not, we've now... Ruin the story. Let's keep going.
I know. Here. Let's save it.
Right. No, well, okay. Phrases were studied at the Lake Superior State University by the global, the pandemic has created new normal phrases, and that's one of them, right? Supply chain. So they've got a list of banished words. The school did a survey, thousands of nominations. They started doing this. I've done it every year since 1976. So they got 1,250 submissions from all over the world. Group of judges comprising the school's English department narrows down this list. And
it's all things that pundits on cable news say. I don't care what channel you're watching, but it drives me nuts. It's either the pundits or it's Jen Psaki. So one of the things on the list is circle back, because she used to say that all the time. I'm going to circle back to on that one, which used to drive me nuts. She's cut it down because I think somebody told her to knock it off. But
deep
one of the
dive.
Other ones, at the end of the day,
ugh.
We know that you don't know what to say. I don't know.
Yeah, those
I've
are
used
all
that
verbalized
times,
pauses.
But,
right, exactly. Ugh. Whenever you come up with that stuff, it means you don't know what to say.
Right.
So you're looking for your head to get into a different gear. That being said, I love that.
That's another one. The one that's not
can
on the
I
list.
Can I be honest with you now? Lie to us.
The overuse of so. There are so many people.
So?
There's one. Well, not in the use of like so many or so much, but there are a lot of people who, when they don't know how to answer a question, will start off with using so as a question. So
Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, it, totally. Ask
it's
me a question.
Every answer. It drove me nuts throughout the whole debate. Elizabeth Warren cannot answer a question without starting with so.
So. It's a long, drawn-out so with an inquisitive tone. So.
It's the new
It makes me crazy.
I do say no worries. No worries is on this list.
I do say
that sometimes.
I know.
But
especially
whatever.
In text. Like, if someone apologizes for something in text, I'm like, oh, no worries.
Right.
The new normal.
Or says thank
annoying.
You.
You're
annoying.
On mute. Okay, well, there
I
it is. We've made
that.
Humankind better with that list, folks. It's now 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now in the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who's on the scene in a little village outside of Tel Aviv in Israel. Many of you may have noticed what I posted on my Facebook page last week. It was a picture that was actually taken in, I think it was Israel, wasn't it? The picture of the spoon that was bending the birds was actually starlings.
It was in northern Israel. In a place called Jordan Valley, and this photographer, who is a nature photographer, you know, a la the National Geographic photographers, was venturing out on his birthday just a few days ago, and he didn't know whether he wants snow or he wants to photograph birds, but he decided to photograph birds, so he didn't go up to Hermon Mountain. And lo and behold, he suddenly saw thousands of starlings just zooming and swirling in the sky, and in one split second they turned into a spoonful of sugar. Now, this guy, Albert Keshet, his name is, was so fast that he just clicked the shutter and he caught 2 photographs. First, a spoon with sugar in its bowl, and then as the spoon was bending. So he put that on his social media. I was bombarded by people from around Israel to look at the photos. I was so amazed that I put it on my website, on the, you know, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and I suddenly got a call from the BBC. That's the huge television broadcaster worldwide. And they loved this story, and they came out with a story, and I just saw it in from Sri Lanka, from India, from Finland. It caught fire. It's all over the world. If you just Google Uri Geller, Starling Spoon, all these stories will come up from around the world.
Well, I picture, as I said, I put it on mine because I thought it was fascinating. And what's more fascinating is because you're the spoon bender and you're in Israel, and people immediately would come to the, I would think, the conclusion that you had something to do with this. But it's just one of those things, right? And then you think about Mother Nature and how crazy things are. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, Dougie, today anything can be done with Photoshop. So I have lots of messages from people telling me, oh, come on, Uri, you've been had. This is Photoshop. It's so perfect. The spoon, the outline of the spoon that the birds create is so perfect that people have hard time believing that this is real, but it's absolutely real. And Albert Keshet, the photographer, you can imagine he's elated. He was interviewed all day long today by media from all around the world, because you see that this is a moment that will never occur again. It'll never come back again. But
the fact that you could see it, that's the thing that really is amazing, that somebody actually saw it as it happened. I think that's, there's no accidents.
Exactly.
It's supposed to happen.
Exactly.
And he was a photographer.
Yes, and he also filmed part of it. So let's ask our listeners that, why don't you all who are listening to us now try to capture something that is a phenomenon, something interesting, strange, bizarre, quirky, and send it to Doug. And I think that Doug, let's be the judges. You and I decide which one is the most far out one, and you'll post it on your website.
That's a good idea. Website, Facebook, all that sort of thing. I always send people to your to urigeller.com, urigeller.com. Do you have a I don't even know, after all these years, do you even have a Facebook? You must have a Facebook page.
Yeah, I have the three. I have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and I'm at war with Instagram because they're not verifying my Instagram page. You know, there is a blue tick.
Yeah.
My account has to have a blue tick telling the people who are on it that it is the real Uri Geller. I've sent them pictures, the driving license, passports, zero. So I
people
must
are getting
come
really
out
fed up
with an open
with
letter.
Instagram, for sure. You can check out Uri's books that are on Amazon. You can buy the book, Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All, Release Your Psi Force for Health, Wealth, Success, and Peace of Mind, great for the new year, and also all the other books that he's done over the course of the year, including that dowsing book. Uri Geller here with us every week at this time with amazing stories from an amazing man. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.